Prior to his conversion, the Apostle Paul sadistically killed Christians. Now, if he had had any Christian relatives, I'm sure it looked practically impossible to them for him to repent and receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. But he did. We have to be intentional about praying for impossible people. So that's what I mean when I say that we need to make an impossible Christmas prayer list, especially for those who are going to different family gatherings and encountering those impossible people. So God knows it's good for us to do things His way, and that includes praying for the impossible people. Matthew 5:44 says, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Now, love does not enable evil, but it enables us to overcome evil with good. If we pray for those who have hurt us and they come to know Jesus, then they will begin to stop hurting people as they grow and become conformed to the image of Christ. And that is profound. So now let's talk about how to make an impossible Christmas prayer list. Step number one, ask the Lord to bring to mind those impossible people who have not yet come to Christ. For some of us, we have some instant images flash through our minds of those who have been hurtful. It's important to give God our pain when we do this step. Step number two, write down the names of those whom you've written off as beyond God's reach and ask the Lord to give you His perspective. We need His perspective so much. Step number three, next, ask the Lord to help you think of fellow believers who are difficult for you to relate with. Again, I'm sure you have a number of people pop into your head right away, and maybe they're even from your church. Now, I know that's not easy. Some are maturing and growing at different rates, and they may be really rough around the edges until God smooths them out. He's the potter, and we have to wait and see Him work out the messy clay of their lives and our own lives, because we may be messy clay to other people, and they may find it hard to interact with us. So we're all His works in progress, all of us who know Him. Finally, step number four, ask the Lord to help you pray for all of these impossible people that came to mind and tell Him about how you feel as you do. He deeply cares. If you've been wounded, He wants to heal your hearts. It's important to just be real with God, who is totally real with us. If you feel like it's still impossible for you to pray for the impossible people and that it's practically a sacrifice to do so, then you're not alone. It does go against our natural feelings. But we have to remember that Jesus understands, Jesus cares, and He sacrificed Himself for us. Our Good Shepherd never leads us astray, and He always enables us to do what He wants us to do. He said in John 10:14-15, the following words, "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know without any doubt those who are my own, and my own know me and have a deep personal relationship with me, even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my very own life, sacrificing it for the benefit of the sheep." In the process of making an impossible Christmas prayer list, God will grow each of us in our faith. We can trust Him to continue to work behind the scenes. Believe Christ this Christmas. Obey Him and enjoy Him. And remember Luke 18:27, in which Jesus said this, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for loving us. I pray for the impossible people that came to mind of all those who are listening. Any impossible people in our lives, we just pray for them right now that You would draw them to Yourself and that You would also help us to see them with Your eyes. We pray for protection and deliverance from evil in Your name, Jesus. And we pray that You would use us to share Your love and overcome evil with good. We pray for wisdom, for biblical boundaries. And we also pray that You would move in our hearts and draw us close to Yourself throughout this Christmas season. We pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. Pray for all churches and our pastors. And we pray now with those who are being drawn to Yourself for the first time. Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We ask for Your forgiveness. We repent. We trust in You, Jesus, as Savior and Lord. And we do not rely on anything or anyone else but You for salvation. We receive You in our hearts. So we trust You and love You and praise You and look to You now. In Jesus' name, amen.